The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'abroches, Mincha, the first three bakoshes. Ata choyden ashiveinu, lachlonu.
Mashalem, we're continuing with the Me'abroches. A 100 opportunities a day to bring our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a real reality, something that is based on our interactions throughout the day. And therefore, we're starting again with the Shemoneh Esrei, because since every Shemoneh Esrei is a different interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and based on a different stage of the day, and therefore, the brachas of each Shemoneh Esrei are different than the ones of the other tefillah. As we said before, in the three brachas in the beginning of the mincha, those brachas, like we said, the Shvachim Hashem, to put us in the state that I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing His greatness and His love and His chesed, closeness to us. Now we're going to talk about the first three of the 12 bakoshes. We have 12 bakoshes, as we know. So the first six of them are bakoshes for our personal needs. And then the last ones are for the needs of Klal Yisrael, the needs of the Geula of Klal Yisrael. Kamuvan, even when we're talking about our personal needs, we say it B'Lashon Rabim, because I'm not asking only for myself, I'm asking for all of Klal Yisrael, because all Klal Yisrael, each one in his way, has all these needs. But the starting point is myself. The concept of tefillah and bakosha is recognition that I'm lacking something. And I know that the source of it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why I'm turning to Him. I have to be involved in all kind of things to get what I need also. But lamaisa, I know that the starting point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Chazal say. If a person wants to be a wise person, he has to learn hard, he has to daven. He wants to be wealthy, he has to work honestly and work hard, daven also. Or the other way around, he has to daven also work hard, which is more accurate. Because the chokhmah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kesef hazav is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kovetz from HaKadosh, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're basically reviving in the second tefillah and mincha in the middle of the day. When we were involved in our interactions, whether it be an interaction in work, or the interaction in the koil, interaction in the household, interaction in shopping, whatever it may be, everyone has their things that they're interacting with. But now's the time to, once again, strengthen and have more clarity of how I'm interacting. The niche is to tell people that when we go shopping, you say a little Yerotzen before you go, that I should say Ad Shemai to find what I'm looking right away. Sometimes you go to a store, just what you want isn't there. Or if you're shopping for some type of clothing, a person could spend days searching for the clothing that they're looking for. And on the other hand, the right way to do it is recognize that this is also Ad Shemai. Every little thing is Ad Shemai. I had an aunt, Nifty years ago. She was an old lady from a simple background, but she used to tell me, before I leave my house, I say a small tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should come back healthy, I shouldn't fall on the way. When one gets older, they take it less for granted, but people of all ages can fall, and things can happen to people of all ages on the way. So now we're going to the first three brachas, which are brachas really Ruchni is related, but they are our personal needs. And the reason why they were put before the second three brachas is because the Ruchni's needs of our Ruchni's needs are really much more important, much more necessary, much more the essence of life than the other three. We need all of them. Because Chazal Dafka started with these three because they want to give us a message, and we're giving ourselves a message that these are the first things I'm asking for. These are the most important. And I want to atochim ladam das, ladam lejbino. To give me wisdom to do things in the right fashion. Like we said, in the course of the day, I had different things, I had to different decisions I had to make. Or if I was involved in learning, I had different sugyas I learned. And each one of those, I need the right das. If it's a sugya that I'm learning, to have a clarity, to learn the emes pshat in the sugya. And if the sugya is a sugya sachayim, in other words, things that are interactions that I'm involved in the course of the day, whether it be in my business or the way I interact with my family, to do things in the right fashion, the proper way, to have that seichel, to always hit the right point and give it over in the fashion that it will be accepted, it will produce its results. Not just talking, but communication in a way that really will have a positive effect that I want it to have. That's also part of das, to have the bigger picture. Am I doing it the way Hashem wants me to do it, or the way my Zohar wants me to do it? So in this bracha, based on that experience we had in the course of the morning, part of the afternoon, I'm asking Hashem for das, to have a clarity of what I should be doing and how I should be doing, how I should be interacting. A second bracha, Hashiveinu Avinu Soosecho, Koveinu Makel Avodasecho, and the third bracha of Slach Lanu. These are two brachas that are nogea to tshuva. One is that we should come closer and have a deeper kesher to the Torah and Avodas Hashem. And the second one is if we did do Averus, that we should have a slicha on our Averus. But they're also, as we said, the most important things, because the most important thing for us is a closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're in good relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything works out. Some people fake themselves their whole life. They look away from different parts of themselves and say, yeah, everything's great. Mashgiach HaVolbe used to say, he called it Gan Eden Shel Shoitim, the fool's paradise. What does it mean? A person knows there's a lot of things that are not Peseder. But he rationalized himself, but everybody's like that, so you know, it's all right. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm perfect. In his business dealings, he's not so honest. Or in his midas, he's not behaving right. He's not saying things he should be saying. He's getting angry. Or he's lazy. Whatever the Yetzer has is, he doesn't even bother working on it because he rationalizes, yeah, but look, there's so many people worse than me. I'm terrific.
Kol Halashon.
That's a mistake, because he's basically making it impossible for him to progress in life. It's painful to accept that I'm not perfect. It's not painful. Reality is the most beautiful thing in life. It gives me a challenge that I'm not perfect, and I'll work on it, and I'll never give up. If I can be nichshel in the same thing every day of my life. If I don't give up, I'm all right, because I know that I'm making tiny progress. That was a famous maaser with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva saw that stone that had a hole in it, and he said that if water can make hole in the stone, then I could also change my heart, even though I thought, said Rabbi Akiva, that I'm not shaykh at all for Torah, I'm a simple shepherd. Rabbi Shaul Salant explains, what do you mean? What does a hole in the stone have to do with this? And he explains that if you watch water dripping on a stone, you would say it's making zero change in the stone. How could water make a change in the stone? But you see that the water made a hole in the stone. It means that every time it made some microscopic change in it. You can't see it. But if there will be zero change, zero times a trillion is zero. But if each time is 0.00001, then you do that millions of times and the numbers get bigger and bigger and makes a change. That's what he saw. Tiny changes eventually make big changes. And that's with us also. If every day we pay attention to what we're doing, and we could even pick one or two things that we know that on a daily basis we're having problems with, and we come to Shemoneh Esrei and we look at, oh, this morning, you know, I wasn't perfect. I did something not properly. I said something not nice. Whatever it may be. And I incorporate that in Shemoneh Esrei. So basically three times a day, I make myself more aware of myself. And the Shemoneh Esrei is becoming a kli for my tshuva and for my slicha. In other words, it's, even though that's not what we're doing, we're not involved now in the other chalokim of tshuva. The other chalokim of tshuva, of charota, as if that's to vidui. We're not saying vidui right now. Some people add a vidui, but that's not the matbeah of the bracha. That's not the nusach of bracha. That's not the words we're saying. We're just requesting from Hashem that I really feel that I'm lacking the proper kesher to the Torah. The proper, I'm not the oved Hashem that I want to be, and that's why I'm vakir shem hakodesh baruch hashiveinu vinu sosav govinu makir b'zeho. Shlach lonu avinu kuchotonu. Also, I recognize I did chatoim. I want to have my slate clean. I want to have that close relationship. I don't want to have any blocks between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I've been naturally running and after and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his wonderful ways. But if I make myself aware of myself while I'm saying this, and that's the way we want it. It's not just a question. Yes, Lachlono, I'm perfect. But Lachlono, I'm saying the Nusra V'Anshe Knesset HaGdolah or Masakin. Or maybe I'm saying it because there's so many Jews in the world that I'm not doing it there, so I'm saying it for them. We're saying by Russian Rabbim, we're saying it for everybody. But if you want to make a tefillah something that's going to have a profound effect on our lives, and it's going to be a real tefillah, that's what tefillah is about. Tefillah is not just saying over Nuschois by the Goyim and the Chanami, everything is liturgy and different slogans and statements. A lot of fanfare, good music. It's great for them, not for us. Because us, it's a real thing. And that's, tefillah is bringing it to reality. The most real experience I have in the day can be tefillah. We're not used to doing it. We're used to using it as a time off and just thinking about all the things that are on our minds. But like I said, even though we have that bad habit and we may miss out at these brachas, so at the end of the tefillah, we could say it again. And then kind of tell this room, to just at least not let the tefillah go by without the bechlal thinking about these things. It's a beautiful, beautiful hargosha that I am a person that wants to live with emes. I want to be in tune with myself, and I want to progress. And if I'm progressing slowly, it doesn't disturb me. I don't care. If I know that I'm aware of it, it's a completely different thing. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the difference between a shov and a person who is not shov is a million miles. Shov means a person who recognizes that I want to change. I want to be better. And an Einul Shov is a person who says, yeah, everything's good. If he says everything's good, he's Hefker. He's not really attuned to himself, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he just makes a Din B'Cheshbon for 2 seconds, says, you know, this Nakuda, I know every day I'm Nichshol in this Mida, and this Inyan, and this whatever it is, I'm not doing it the way I want. How do I have part of the mahalach is, like we're saying, recognition. And together with that, the emes, what we're doing now, is about kosher. Hashem, this is important to me. That's what tefillah is all about. And this is one of the halakim of tshuva also, Rabbi Yehuda says. Tefillah is a chelik of tshuva. Once again, we're not talking about the charata of spending time, how terrible I fear, I'll never do it again. Those are also parts of tshuva, but we're not involved in the act of tshuva now. We're involved in the act of tefillah. But the act of tefillah, of recognition that this is an important deed for me, number one. And number two is that I'm requesting from Hashem, for Siyat HaShemaya, that I should be shov, I should come closer to Hashem, I should have a slicha, that bakosha does produce results. And that is essential to the tshuva process. But what we're doing now is tefillah. So once again, like I'm saying, Shemoneh Esrei is not a time to make all kind of chidushi Torah, and it's not a time to do all that tshuvas. It's a time right now for bakosha. But the bakosha itself, the request itself, is something that is putting me into proper recognition of myself, recognition of a relationship between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes me more aware of my actions. Like we're saying, by mincha time, we are reminding ourselves that now I went through half a day, I'm looking back, and yes, that half a day, there are certain things which I would want to improve. And I bring that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my tefillah, that's such a powerful thing. That shows that I'm serious about it. I really want to come closer to Hashem. I really want a slicha. And Hashem sees that. That brings the slicha. That brings the truth. That brings the Siyata Shemaya. Habolitayim Esayim Oisei. That's what we're doing. Habolitayim. I'm showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to purify myself. Litayim. Purify myself. Make my acts shining. Those comments that I made that really are not matim, I'm not fitting for a person of my stature. I'm not going to say them. I don't want to say them. I feel bad. If I'm aware of it and I interact with it, and I bring it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings Siyat Neshemayah. So it should be zeichel that the second time a day in a mincha, we once again bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a recognition that the most important thing to us is our das, to have the right knowledge, whether it be the knowledge of the Torah or the knowledge of how to go through life And together with that, I recognize where I am. I'm not faking. And I know that I'm not perfect. Baruch Hashem, I recognize I have a lot of ma'ilus. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good to feel good about yourself. But together with that, I know that I have chesroinus. I have things that are lacking. And for that, I bring it to HaKadosh Baruch. And HaKadosh Baruch sees that, I bring it to Yad HaShemai. And if I see it, I'm going to be able to work on it in the real fashion. Should have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.